1990s, but Cheers remained our rock. Its audience was huge and reliable for both original episodes and repeats, and was divided almost evenly between men and women. That's rare enough in the TV business to approach unique. Better still, Cheers was a bullseye show for advertisers' dream demographic, the coveted 18 to 49-year-old urban viewer with disposable income. It was also an Emmy magnet of unquestioned quality and pedigree. Produced on Stage 25 on the Paramount lot in Hollywood, Cheers was dependable and trouble-free. 2 dozen high-caliber episodes each season. A great stable of series regulars, with new ones thrown in for variety from year to year. The show was funny as hell and functioned as the spine of the network. It was the tentpole smack in the middle of Thursday night. Without it, we were sure to wallow and drift. I knew I'd need Cheers and its reliable success if I were to have any hope of turning NBC around, and there was no reason to think I wouldn't have Cheers to lean on. Then the call came in. I was in a meeting in my office at the NBC complex in Burbank when Patty, my assistant, stuck